So this is what you do the first time we're back together as a family, Vampire Book Club.
Warning, this podcast, Vampire Book Club, will contain spoilers from The Vampire Diaries, The Originals, and Legacies. Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast, Vampire Book Club. In today's episode, I'm going to be ranking the TVD season finales in order from worst to least. If you guys came here from TikTok, don't forget to follow me on other social media because it is getting banned in the United States, and that way you can keep up with me on my other platforms. I'll still be using it until I can't update, but we'll see what happens. Again, there could be spoilers when you listen to this podcast in any of the Vampire Diaries universe, books included. So just if you guys haven't seen it, stop now. So number 8, my least favorite episode or season finale of the Vampire Diaries is season 5, episode 22, Home. I just found it really unnecessary for all these people to die just to come back. Like, I get what they were doing. I get the other side was collapsing, but I just didn't think any of this was necessary. Or I don't think that it helped the plot in any way, shape, or form just to kill off a bunch of members that we were trying to get back. And I understand, like, it was to weaken Bonnie or whatever, but I don't think any of that was necessary. Bonnie does so much for everybody as it is. Let's just stop putting all the weight on her, bro. Also, I hate that when Tyler comes back from the other side, he is no longer a hybrid, and I get it. I get that he was stripped from the anti-magic border that was around Mystic Falls from the Travelers, but I absolutely hated that as well. I hated the Travelers, I hated the anti-magic border, and I wanted Tyler to remain a hybrid. Damon is the one who sacrifices himself, and I don't think it was necessary for Elena to join in with him. I hated that. I think Damon probably would have come back if it wasn't for that. I mean, I don't really know, obviously. Anything could have happened. But I really did like that Bonnie and Damon got stuck in a prison world, and this is where that happens. I like the moment that Sheila has with Bonnie before she sends her to this prison world that she's willing to sacrifice. You're not the only one in this family that knows how to make a sacrifice. And she really looks out for Bonnie. I like that Caroline kills Luke to get Liv motivated to do the spell. There was really no need to kill the doppelganger, aka Stefan. And I feel like they really could have done more with the Travelers or something different. Or why is it the Petrova doppelganger? Is it because Petrova doppelgangers are Travelers? I don't know if they ever explained that. It's just, I didn't like it. It wasn't for me. I do like that Enzo was able to come back to life. I actually like some of the moments that we have with Bonnie and Enzo. In these scenes, you don't really think of them as a ship yet. I like that Silas came back. But I just didn't think, like, Tyler needed to die, or, like, Stefan needed to die, or all these characters, like, the list just kept getting longer and longer. Let's just die for the fun of it, guys. Damon didn't need to die. Like, let's just die so we can knock, you know, her down a little bit more. Bonnie, I like that Lexi didn't do that, and that's why Lexi is very empowering. I like that Lexi sacrificed herself and found peace in order to get rid of the Traveler dude. I can't remember his name right now. So number 7 is 722, Gods and Monsters. I actually really like that Bonnie takes over Reyna's role when she gets her life. I hate that she was tricked into it, but I think it's a really cool storyline and I really enjoyed that. So, like, Bonnie ties up Matt in the car after he makes them crash, trying to avoid Caroline, because Stefan is no longer cursed after the stone was released and his soul was released. Now Caroline, Enzo, and Damon are, because they tried to go into Bonnie's head and Bonnie got them while she was still unconscious. The armory is sealed by Bonnie before she became this. She sealed the vault shut because something bad was in there. However, Enzo has new news that if they destroy whatever's in the vault, that will save Bonnie. So they're trying to distract Bonnie. Enzo has him focusing on her while Caroline and Rick's kids are siphoning the armory open. It was actually a pretty good episode overall. It just wasn't better than the other season finales above it. I like that Damon's jokes are always fire, but I feel like this episode had a little extra Damon. Rick acknowledges that this is where Caroline wants to be and lets her talk to Stefan, and they finally reunite and make up. I hate that Damon still didn't have enough self-control, though, to, like, not realize that Elena's voice was not his voice at the armory, was just tricking people left and right, and he should have just known better. I get Elena is his weakness, but, like, come on, man. You got a brain in this some way. Use it. Number six is going to be 322, The Departed. So season three is actually one of my favorite seasons. Three and four, I think. I haven't really thought about it in depth, but there are definitely two seasons I'm drawn to. And however, this episode is number six out of this list because I didn't really like a lot of things that happened in this episode. I didn't like how Elena's life was tied to Alaric's. I didn't like how Alaric kills Klaus or doesn't. And how they didn't put together that none of the other people were dying and Tyler was. Like, I feel like that could have been figured out. I feel like Rebecca gets there so quickly, like, after Damon tells her to leave, but Elena is only halfway there and can't get back in time before Rebecca. I find that weird. I say back as into Mystic Falls from wherever Klaus's body was stored, Locker 1020. I like that Bonnie found a way to save Klaus because of her mother. I also like that Klaus and her mother end up together in real life. That has nothing to do with this episode, but I just truly enjoy that fact. I like that you see a lot of, like, Elena and Matt stuff before the accident and how Stefan saves. But, like, in both situations, both Elena and her father, as well as Matt and Elena, Stefan is a vampire, bro. He literally could have taken both of them out at the same time and saved them. I don't understand. I didn't like the writing. I did not like this episode. If you wanted to kill Elena and make her a vampire, there was, like, a million other ways you could have done it. This was a really stupid way. And I understand they were trying to be nostalgic, but even with their father, like, her father, he could have grabbed them both out. Elena could have swam. All he had to do was cut her seatbelt open. Like, he didn't even have to carry her, but he also could have carried them both. And I also get that, like, they wanted it to be Sire to Damon, but it was just like, come on, you could have done anything else. I like how Rick just wanted to say goodbye to everybody, and he just pops up in Jeremy's house, and that's how Jeremy figures out that Elena is dead. I totally feel bad for Damon when he realizes Rick is dead and why. First of all, he's losing his friend, and then second of all, he knows something bad has happened to Elena. He also just got shut down from Elena, who chose Stefan. And I hate that they, like, have her choose Stefan. It's like Catherine all over again. It's okay to love them both. And I hate in season six, we won't even talk about that. All right, we're going to talk about it. When Catherine said, when Elena's like, oh, my smart doppelganger. Obviously, she's smart. She's always been smart. She's just manipulative. That doesn't make her, like, anything. It doesn't make her right. It doesn't make her right for loving them both and leading them on. She was a manipulator. She was everything Elena was against. And I hate how, like, hypocritical Elena is. Meeting first has nothing to do with feelings or anything at all. I just feel like the writing was really weak in this episode and it could have been done a lot better. And I even understand that, like, in when Elena becomes a vampire, that she changes and she's dead now and obviously she's different. But, like, most people don't become different like that. They just become an amplified version of himself, which would just mean she would be more on Team Stefan. But because of the Sire bond that didn't end up affecting anything, it just makes zero sense. And I thought the writing was weak. I thought they could have done a lot better, like I've already said. So let's move on to number five. Season six, episode 22. I'm thinking of you all the while. This is the episode where it is Joe and Rick's wedding. Kai just brought a bunch of chaos to this wedding. We see Elena is, like, in some other world. She's knocked out. Damon's like, she just took the cure. She's human again. And Damon is very concerned. Stefan and Caroline are like, bring her to a hospital. Because she's not waking up. They don't know what's going on. So it turns out that Kai is the one who actually puts Elena under a sleeping spell and ties it to Bonnie's life. And he's really waiting for Damon's decision. And I love this because Damon chooses Bonnie. And it's so funny because I just made an edit how, like, in season two, he's like, I don't care if I have to let the witch die. Bonnie, if it's between you and Bonnie again, I will gladly let Bonnie die. I will always choose you. And then he's like, heads, you think he would have flipped a coin, Kai says. Heads, it's you. Tails, it's His head comes off. Perfect timing. Perfect line. Heads it is, he says. And he's like, Bon Bon, I didn't run out of nicknames for you. You think I was going to leave you all alone? So cute. I love that. I also really like the sacrifice between Tyler and Liv and how he becomes a werewolf. I hate that it was technically still wasted, even though she says not to. He bites Kai. Kai's like, what the heck's happening to me? I felt so bad for Rick in this moment, and I'm glad that Caroline could save the day in the Gemini Coven, and all the Gemini Coven is gone. This was a crazy episode. There was a lot going on. We have Lily looking for his family. He blames Bonnie for being the one who trapped him in the first place in 1903. And I mean, it kind of is her fault, but I get it. I don't blame her for trapping him there. I really like that we see that these siphons that were treated like abominations for who knows what reason, just because they were different, probably, like most people, save the day again. Like, that's another cure, other than Klaus, for werewolf bites and for breaking into armories and for literally any magic problem that you freaking have. And they should have been more coveted, I really truly believe that, than anything. Just siphons, not even heretics. Like, so cool that they can remain magical as a vampire, because as you know, you cannot be both a witch and a vampire. That's what Rebecca says in an episode, I think. But I felt awful for Rick. Poor guy, can't catch a break. Everybody he loves dies right in front of him, or he's removed from saving them, or whatever the case may be. Poor guy. I like all the goodbye moments, but honestly, I really wish that they just let Elena die in this episode. I think that the show in season 7 and 8 could have been much better if they did not revolve the show around her. However, I did like them writing in the diaries to her, but they still could have written in the diaries again. Anyways, the show was called Vampire Diaries. I just think that they put too much focus on a character who was no longer there, and that really destroyed a lot of the storylines that could have been for the remainder of the show. The show might have went on longer if they had not done that as well. So number 4 is actually season 4. 23. Sorry, this is the only season with 23 episodes. So this is the season where they were looking for the cure for vampirism. They found the cure. And we see that Catherine gets the cure from Jeremy and sacrifices Jeremy by Silas. That didn't happen in this episode. That's just like a backstory to the season. So we have the other side that has been brought down because of Silas. Silas is actually revealed in this episode to be Stefan's doppelganger. And there's actually a lot of cool things happening in this episode. Obviously, it's their graduation. We have Cole coming back. We have other characters coming back. Cole is talking to the witches and hybrids that were sacrificed in order to bring down the triangle and how to get revenge. He's at the graduation before the graduation. It's just him and the magical creatures from the other side. And you see Lexi and Stefan. They're listening to the 80s music. They're enjoying time. This is like drunk Stefan, not Silas, but like some people confuse it. And he's just as funny as when he is Silas. Bonnie is actually dead, and nobody else knows this besides her and Sheila. And Sheila covers for her and watches over her body. And Sheila is Bonnie's grandmother, for those of you who don't know. Also, I like how Rick, Jeremy, and Elena are having like a little picnic, and she's not letting Jeremy drink alcohol. He's just like, you realize I'm dead, right? What are they going to do, send me to juvie? And she's just like, oh, no, you can't. And Alaric's like, well, he's probably better off. At least then he'd have somewhere to sleep. And they make fun of her for burning down the house. We got the Brotherhood of the Five coming from all different eras. We have, you know, Connor, Jeremy, technically, Vaughn, and Alexander. So Alexander has, like, Matt and Rebecca sacrifices. Well, like, lets Matt go to his graduation. They have really cute moments. They agree to go travel around the world. I love that. I think they're super cute. I think that's one of Matt's only good relationships. I think that's because Rebecca carries it, and she carries a lot of, she has a lot of chemistry. Her and Nina have a lot of chemistry. Claire Holt and Nina Dobrev have a lot of chemistry with like everybody that they act with, and also Joseph Morgan. I think they really, like, make other characters interesting if they're in a scene together. They're just amazing. But we have all kinds of people enacting revenge. Alaric saves Elena from Cole. And he's like, well, she killed me. Or from Connor. I don't know. He's just like, I taught her how to do that. I don't know. Alaric's funny. But Cole and Connor are both trying to kill Elena. Bonnie is getting threatened by Cole. And then Bonnie traps him into a place after he gets out again. Because Bonnie is dead. And he shows her that. She shows him that, I should say. Damon was shot with a bullet laced by werewolf venom. And Alaric saves him at the last minute, and the cure. He's about to shove the cure down his throat, and he's like, Rick is just like, we don't have time for any more Hail Mary calls to Klaus, and Caroline keeps blowing him up. This is not the time that you get to quit. I don't know what she says exactly, but like, you don't get to decide you're over me now after all the time you've been chasing me. I need you to save Damon. And then all of a sudden, like, the 12 witches that she killed, they're like, remember me, Caroline? And they kind of, like, start doing that, like, brain eruption thing. Like, making her have an aneurysm over and over. And all the vampires in that vicinity, Stefan's affected, Elena's affected. For some reason, you know, Daddy Klaus is not affected. I don't know if that's because of his original status or he wasn't there when she began doing it. Maybe it's his hybrid status, but either way, it's been done on werewolves as well. But he comes in with a graduation cap and off with her head, he said. He allows Tyler to come back to Mystic Falls. Because Caroline was like, how'd you get here so fast? He's like, I was already on my way. And basically he's like, I'm allowing Tyler to come back. He's your first love. I intend to be your last. However long it takes. And that will always be my favorite line ever in this entire series. And I don't even care. Most of the Klaus and Caroline things are my favorite lines, or anything that comes out of Klaus and Damon's mouths. And even Cole, too. He's pretty funny. Number 3. Season 2, Episode 22, As I Lay Dying. So in this episode, Damon apologizes to Elena because he fed her his blood, and he tells her that he doesn't deserve her forgiveness, but he really needs it, and she's just like, well, I'm gonna need more time. And Damon was actually bitten by Tyler. So, you know, he doesn't really have any more time. And Stefan, being Stefan with his harrow hair, he cannot quit on his brother that he loves very much. And goes to Klaus, who also doesn't give up on his family, even though he daggers them repeatedly. And in this episode, he also does that right in front of Stefan. He says, I have to reunite my brother with his family. And he tricks him and he goes, boom, and daggers Elijah. And then he's like, what am I going to do with you? And slams him up against the wall. Catherine actually stands up for Stefan. Is like, he's just trying to protect his brother. He's like, I know you have a cure. The witches told me you have something to do with the cure, or you know about the cure. And he's like, well, you're not good to me like this. I don't think you'd be any good. And he starts saying the stories of Monterey. And I'm like, dude, I knew there was something weird when he was saying that he has plans for Stefan. Like, he must know him somehow, some way. And I really like that. I really like their backstory. And I really like it even more so because Paul Wesley is actually the one who got Joseph Morgan the role as Klaus, and I love that. So we're seeing Damon kind of hallucinate to the flashbacks of Catherine in the 1800s and all this other stuff, and he's running through the town. Liz found out about the vampires. She's okay with Caroline being a vampire. Jeremy dies. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. Not fun, but like a lot of dramatic stuff going on in this episode. Damon gets loose because Liz tries to go in there. He like slams her up against the wall, but he's not himself, obviously. And eventually, Klaus makes Stefan feed on a bunch of blood and makes a deal and gives the cure to Catherine to bring to Damon. And he's like, he's never going to do that. And she's like, he's like, yeah, I know. I know the bitch was taken for pain. Been around a long time. It takes a lot to fool me. And Elena is with Damon. She finds him and he's just like, she gives him a goodbye kiss right before he's about to die. And Catherine walks in with the cure and says, it's okay to love them both. I did. You won't be seeing your brother for a long time. Klaus puts Elijah's body into the coffin and is like, telling Stefan to hunt this girl that he bites. A true ripper, he says, or whatever. Enjoys the hunt. I love the way when he says ripper. Ripper, ripper. Okay. But really, that's like the beginning of everything good for me in the show. So I love it. Okay, so number two is going to be season 8, episode 16, I Was Feeling Epic. And honestly, I absolutely hate the way that The Vampire Diaries ended. I hate that Stefan sacrifices himself on his wedding day to Caroline. But this episode is ranked so high because of all the nostalgia in this episode. They really crushed it in the 8th season. They really crushed bringing back, like, all the titles are something significant from the first season. There's a lot of lines from the first season in this episode just alone. There is a lot of nostalgia and just really good things in this episode. Catherine is back from hell. She let Stefan and Caroline get married, and then she dies with Stefan. I think she planned that. I also love the brotherly moments between Damon and Stefan, and how Stefan's like, he should have known that, you know, I would never walk this one day on this earth as a human without taking Brevane. And Bonnie was unconscious at some point because of the wedding, the explosion that, you know, Matt's mom kind of, like, set off that we haven't seen. We haven't even thought about since, like, season 1 or 2. And she's just back all of a sudden. Every character that they had, like, every character come back. Pretty sure most characters, they had all of Bonnie's ancestors, they had all of, like, Emily and the girl that's in the masquerade episode, and Sheila, Vicky and Tyler are back, Jenna and John, and Elena's parents. I love that they did the Hello Brother thing. There was just so many good references. They had Lexi back. I was feeling epic, she says, or he says to her. Because that's what she says to him when on her first appearance. Enzo's floating around, supporting Bonnie. Stefan hears Caroline as he's dying. He gets to see Elena. Elena is back, even though her body is hidden because of Catherine. Rick really wanted Caroline to leave and to, like, be safe, and I really just didn't think it was necessary because all the hellfire did go through, like, just a tunnel. So as long as she wasn't in a tunnel, I think she could have stayed and helped and actually probably saved Stefan. But then again, you never know. Whatever. He wanted to die, Paul Wesley, the actor, because he didn't want to go back in the other shows. Not that, like, a character dying in the show, you know, stops them from coming back, because just about every character besides Henrique does. But the nostalgia and continuity are just fantastic in this episode, and they really crushed it. Even though Damon and Stefan, neither of them needed to see, like, be in there with Catherine when she died. They just needed to, like, you know. And I like Elena's moments with Stefan. And I like that Damon and Caroline are really, they have a cute moment when they're mourning Stefan. It's just really cute. It's a really great episode. It was a really horrible way to end, but, like, good way, good writing, besides that one part. And my absolute favorite season finale of the entire Vampire Diaries is season 1. It is a classic. It is probably one of the only times that I was ever fooled in the show. One of, like, 2 or 3 times that I was ever actually, like, surprised or shocked by an event. This episode was called Founder's Day, and this is where everything begins. This is the start of my favorite show in the world, other than 1998 Charmed, but it's pretty high up there, and there's, like, a parade and fireworks, and the 2 vampires got out somehow, or coming back for revenge, and they think the Gilbert device has been deactivated by Bonnie. She tricks them. She says it was for Elena, but Damon actually apologizes. I mean, not apologizes, but thanks her. Like, I don't take what you did lightly. She's like, I did it for Elena. And he's like, well, it means a lot to me, yada, yada, yada. And the mayor is actually taken down, and Tyler gets into a car accident, and this device affects people that aren't vampires, and we don't know why at this point, and we're like, what's going on? Tyler is crashing. His dad is knocking himself out. Liz is tied up because of John and the mayor, and Carol's like, Liz, like, what the hell's going on? She's pissed, and Caroline collapses because she had a lot of internal bleeding. And I love this episode because this is the episode that is the reason that Caroline becomes a vampire. I mean, not specifically in this episode, it's the beginning of season two, but she doesn't belong any other way except for as a vampire, in my personal opinion. So I absolutely love that. And I absolutely love the moments that Jeremy and Damon have regarding Anna. I love that Bonnie helps Stefan save Damon. And my ultimate favorite part of this episode is at the end. Damon has also had a couple cute moments, I feel like, with Jeremy telling him to go easy on his sister for compelling him. Because this is like a Mystic Falls episode is when Jeremy finds out about Elena compelling him. Anna is trying to help them save people. She ends up finding Jeremy and is talking to him in the bathroom. The Founders Council comes and takes her because she's also being affected by the Gilbert device. And Damon is also down there. And we have, like I said, Bonnie helps Stefan save him. And then after Damon and Jeremy have these really cute moments, Damon leaves and we see Elena sitting on the porch and he's just like thanking her. He's like, I wanted to thank you too because, like, Bonnie saved me because of you. And that means somewhere along the line, you thought I was worth saving. And they kiss. And you're like, oh my God. Like, how could you do that to Stefan? Blah, 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 blah. And you're freaking out. And this is the only time I was ever shocked. And then, you know, Jenna comes outside and catches him. I'm like, oh my God. And she got caught by Jenna. And she's like, Jenna's like, come on in. And right then and there, I'm like, oh my God, she just invited her in. And I'm like, that's weird. And then she starts talking to John and she's like creepily, like just sneaks up on him. Hello, John. Goodbye, John. And chops off his fingers. And you're like, holy shit, that was just Catherine. So that was a very shocking moment. I didn't expect that. Super sad that Anna died. But like, this was a really good show. This is what got me hooked. This is, Catherine tricking me was great. Yeah, so this is number one. It is what it is. And I hope you guys enjoy this list. Let me know what you think in the comments below. See you guys soon. Bye.